You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney Brenda.
Yes, now, Derek, you mentioned it already when you were chatting to somebody there doing the quiz. Are the children off school? Yes, they are off school. And are they doing camps? Yes, they are doing camps. There's all kinds of camps. There's science camps, football camps, arts and crafts camps, music camps. But what about this one? It's 18 beauty camp, where they go and they learn how to do their makeup, their upstyling. Is it a bit much? The Parents Council already have criticised it, saying it gives teenagers an unhealthy obsession with looks. But I went there, I met the teenagers, they were happy enough to do it. It's on for a full week, and I met Liz Dwyer, who runs the course. But here we are, some of the teenagers, as they're enjoying their teen beauty camp.
Beauty school drama. Graduation day for you, beauty school dropout. Missed your midterms and flunked shampoo.
Good morning, girls. How are you? Welcome to Beauty Boot Camp on this beautiful Monday morning. Delighted to have you all here with us for the week, and we have really interesting curriculum set up for you guys. And as you know, this morning, the focus is going to be on skincare, sun care, and acne as well. That's what the agenda is for the morning.
Now, Liz, I've dragged you away from the course and from those lovely girls. Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Beautiful little girls.
Tell me the idea behind Teen Boot Camp, first of all.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Beauty Boot Camp has been running for 7 years now, and it's thus far been an adult course at the weekends for women who just want to learn how to, you know, do their hair and makeup with a bit more professional panache as such. And it was actually mums who have said it to me throughout the years, going, would you put on something for the teenagers? A lot of teenagers come here at the weekend anyway with their mums for mother and daughter days. But a lot of mums have said to me, look, I'm demented trying to find stuff to fill up her summer that, you know, isn't a sports camp or a language camp, because maybe they've booked that up for one of the other months, and they just want something for their girls to do. Plus, on the flip side, they're saying, you know, it's a really important time that they actually get a bit of expertise and guidance in makeup if they're interested in it at this stage, that someone intercepts, because they're not necessarily going to listen to their mom all the time, but they might listen to, you know, one of our makeup artists who's just come off the set of X Factor, for argument's sake, you know, who knows all the inside tricks and tips. And our point, we're not here to kind of, you know, make them wear more makeup. In fact, our mission is the opposite, is to kind of make them be confident with their skin that is the most gorgeous that they'll probably ever have right now at this time, and to learn to kind of embrace their natural beauty and use products that will enhance that rather than camouflaging it or concealing it. So the course, there's obviously the makeup element is one big part of the course, but we also have skincare. And then obviously we have fun elements as well. We have a nail art class. We're going to have hair styling class. And then the last day we'll have a little bit of a celebrity party class where they make up like their favourite celebrity.
The first thing that strikes me, it's like going to finishing school in Switzerland.
Yeah, well, in it, covered in pink.
With Pippa Middleton
well, this
or
is
something.
It. Exactly. Like when I was in school, we had this as part of our curriculum. I had deportment classes, we had elocution, we had posture, we had grooming, we had nails, hair, skincare, everything. And that seems to be gone from schools nowadays. I don't know whether it's a financial thing, but it's definitely removed. And like nowhere does a woman or teenage girls seem to get any kind of formal education in personal grooming. But yet everyone's expected. So by the time you reach the workplace, you're expected to, you know, be able to present yourself, put on your makeup nicely, do your hair nicely, whether it's going to your Debs balls and all this kind of stuff. So if you learn at an early stage how to do it for yourself and look after yourself, you know, A, you're going to save a lot of money, but B, you're also going to save a lot of mishaps along the way.
Now, Liz, teenage girls being teenage girls, yeah, there's lots of issues of peer pressure, low self-esteem, trying to conform, etc., etc. And the National Parents Council, I believe a month ago, came out and they weren't very happy and they hadn't got great things to say about this teenage summer camp here. They said it encourages an unhealthy obsession with looks and also the pressure to be glamorous as well for girls. Now, what have you got to say about that? Because they do have a point.
Absolutely. Now, again, our point is not, we're not trying to sexualise the girls or anything at all. We're trying to intercept and help them at an age. Look, if you have an interest in makeup, this is where we can come in and play. We're not saying everyone needs to wear makeup, but a lot of girls are going to be wearing makeup off their own bat, nothing to do with us. And parents would like someone, an expert, to give them a bit of a guidance and a steer, saying perhaps you shouldn't be wearing foundation 10 shades too dark for you and super thick. As I said, this is an optional course. It's for parents who want their children to get a bit of expert guidance. It's for parents who want their girls to have something nice to do during the summer for a week. It's not putting them under pressure. And if anything, our kind of mission is to give them the confidence, as I said, to understand that they're naturally gorgeous at this age and to embrace that, you know, and also to be confident and product to wear. You know, we're going to, there'll be a lot of that throughout the week, that you don't need to be spending hundreds of euros on makeup or skincare or anything. We'll be, you know, educating them on a lot of mismarketing that's out there in the beauty industry, which, you know, is a bugbear of mine. So that's our mission.
Now, I know, being a mother of a teenage daughter myself, they're looking at makeup tutorials on YouTube, and it is a huge thing. Yeah. But on your website, it says that the course helps the needs and obsessions of today's teens. That just worries me a little bit about the obsessions. Can you talk me through that? Because maybe the National Parents Council have a point. I don't mean to labour it, but you are walking a fine line when you're talking about beauty, teenagers, girls, esteem, etc.
Okay, well, obsessions, I was defining it as they're obsessed with nail art. So we have a class on nail art. Oh, you're not just painting your nails pink, you're doing a little flower on it or something like that. There's a lot of obsession around contouring, which is basically just using blushers and bronzers in a certain way to shape and just form the face. So, you know, again, we're showing them, if they would like to use this technique, how to do it properly so you don't look like a stripy tiger. So, and from an obsession point of view, they are obsessed with celebrity culture. That's what it is there for. But maybe, you know, we're going to demystify that a little bit and go, you know, okay, this is what the celebrities, you know, might be using, but they're real people. They have acne, they have skincare problems just like everyone else, and we all need to deal with it. And we all mightn't have the pros on hand, but now the girls do.
What's the buzz for you out of it? On Friday, what are you going to be feeling?
Well, hopefully that we've sent 10 teenage girls off happy in the knowledge, you know, that they're gorgeous and lovely, and that they can embrace their, you know, natural beauty and how to put on makeup properly and how to do their hair. And just that they have a bit of crack for the week. Also, as we've, you know, a couple of the moms have said this morning, they're like, what do you do with your daughter for the summer? So hopefully we've also helped the moms out for have a bind for week two. Hi, I'm Marie and Amy. Welcome.
Hi,
good morning.
How are you? How are you? God, it's a lovely day, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Can I interrupt here? Do you mind me asking, are you one of the moms?
I am. How are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Anne-Marie.
Well, Anne-Marie, who are you bringing today?
I'm bringing Amy, my 13-year-old daughter.
13?
Yes, she's 13.
To a beauty camp course.
To a beauty camp course, Brenda. Yes. No, she started secondary school. This is her first summer holidays off secondary school. And I discovered that in the past year, they're getting used to, they're all about makeup at the moment. And I thought this was a fantastic opportunity for Amy to learn for herself how to apply makeup and how to make sure her hair is okay, the importance of sun protection and the old fake tan. They all start at this age to do it fake tan.
And Mammy, are you working, do you mind me ask?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a single mum.
Then it becomes difficult, doesn't it, trying to occupy them at that age, because they're not old enough to kind of leave alone, so you're trying to camp them a lot.
But there isn't enough, I think, for them to be amused with. And the makeup is an area that girls love. They absolutely adore it. And it's a great way to meet new people too on these camps.
13, though, is it not very young to be focusing on makeup and hair and nails and fake tan? And what do your friends think about it?
Well, for starters, ideally, if we could leave it to 16, it would be super. But unfortunately, the way society is now with social media, where that age group is very much influenced by YouTube, a lot of blogs, media websites, things like that, the television, the American soaps, whatever. Yes, I do think that too much makeup at that age is... they're too young. They're way too young. But I think a beauty course like this affords them the opportunity for somebody else to tell them what they're doing wrong, because they won't listen to mum.
So you're happy out?
Very happy out, Brenda.
I think she'll be giving you makeup tips. I better let you go to work. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Brenda. Thank you very much.
Now I'm just joining a group of some teenage girls who are on this beauty boot camp. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Would you not prefer to be out on the beach today?
Well, it's a nice day, but I think it's a bit too warm for the beach today.
Okay, what's your name? What age are you?
My name's Denise and I'm 15.
Right, Denise, why are you doing this course?
Well, I think doing good makeup and hair and nails, it's a really good skill for life, and it's something that, you know, you'll carry on with you, and just to be able to do it proper and good and not have orange streaks down your face.
Yeah. Well, what mistakes have you made in the past?
Well, different colour face and different colour neck and really bad nails and bad hair days. So,
can you give people who are listening to the show like an idea of how important makeup is?
Yeah, I think makeup is just a real girly thing, especially for our age. And definitely, you know, you love showing your friends how you do your eyes and, like, you know, sharing different secrets and stuff like that. And you kind of feel good about yourself when you go out with nice makeup. So, yeah.
What celebrity do you like their makeup?
I kind of like the Kardashians, I'm not going to lie. I have a bit of an obsession, so I'd like to do something like them. Well, I like their look, like their eyes are always really nice, and Kim's contouring, I like the way she does her contouring, so I'd like to learn how to do that properly.
Hi, I'm Kate Nagel and I'm 15.
Right, Kate, why are you doing the course?
I just want to improve in my makeup skills, like my eyes need like a bit more detail, and then just taking out care of my skin, taking off makeup and any products I could use, like cleansers and stuff.
Now, do you want to look better than your friends, or what's going on?
Yeah, I kind of want to top them and do the best I can to, you know, show myself in front of them.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Cuiva Duff and I'm 16.
All right, so Cuiva, why are you here?
I have an interest in makeup and my mum said to come to get better at doing my makeup.
This was your mum's idea, was it?
Yeah, I can't do my eyes as well as some of the girls. They do their eyes.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think your eyes are lovely as they are, okay?
I didn't do them. I'm Rachel Brown.
Well, Rachel, what age are you?
I'm 15.
Right, your decision to come and do this boot camp here.
Oh, I thought like I could get better at doing my own makeup and maybe not wear as much as I would normally. Like, my mom doesn't really like the way I go out sometimes.
Explain. We paint the picture for me.
Well, like, I'd like come downstairs and maybe my dad would be like, "Oh, are you wearing makeup?" Or like, well, that's like what we do. But then maybe if I learned how to do it properly, like, it'd be better. So like when I came downstairs, he'd be like, "It was actually looks nice."
What celebrities' makeup do you admire and would you like to try and copy?
I'd like to do like Selena Gomez or something, because she's like, yeah, she's very natural. She has nice eyes as well.
Well, girls, enjoy the summer and enjoy your beauty boot camp. I'm sure you'll all look fabulous. Bye bye.
Bye. Beauty school dropout. No graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout. Missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew. Turn in your T's and comb and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout. It's about time. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. Baby, don't sweat it. You're not cut out to hold a job. Better forget it. Who wants their hair done by a slob? Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, but still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face, go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame. Baby, you know it. Even dear rabbits say the same. Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the
from Greece, one of Brenda's favourite songs. What was it?
Beauty School Dropout.
That was you, Brenda.